In our society, we basically build a wall. And this wall is what we call the wall of comfort zone. Everything we can make sense out of stays on this side. And everything that we cannot make sense out of belongs on the outside of the wall and is called mysterious. Mysterious is a compromise in understanding the ununderstandable. So if you want to simply understand the ununderstandable, you was mysterious. How can your life be mysterious? How can your car be mysterious? How can your airplane be mysterious? No, when it comes to these things, we want a qualified pilot up ahead who knows exactly where he's going and what he's going to do, and well-trained, by the way, well-trained, and knows his business, and an aircraft that has been adequately maintained, properly maintained, because we are not going to take any risks. And when it comes to understanding who we are, it's mysterious. Mysterious. I was sitting there on the window looking out the wing, and all of a sudden a part fell off. It was mysterious. Looking at the engine, and then this orange glow came out, enveloped the engine, just completely enveloped the whole engine, and I heard the shudder, and I don't know, everything was okay then, because we were still flying. Mysterious. That wouldn't be mysterious. There I was sitting, and all of a sudden this yellow thing presented itself to me. And I looked, where did it come from? No. That's not how we operate when we come to flying an airplane. One little bump and the knuckles go. Same people who go around riding upside down in these fun rides, sitting in an aircraft going, no. Hey, you paid for your trip, for your journey. The fun part is free. The turbulence, the going up and down and going nearly inverted, no charge. Compliments of Mother Nature. No. We want to be certain. We don't want to live in uncertainty. We want to be certain. And how certain are we about ourselves? How certain are we about this existence? People find this very challenging. I don't. Because I think that when you really look at our basic fundamentals, that's where we need to be. We need to be in certainty about ourselves, not uncertainty. We need to be not caught up in mystery, but know, in no uncertain terms, know the value of this existence. In no uncertain terms, know the value of this breath. In no uncertain terms, know the desire for peace that we carry in our hearts, in no uncertain terms. If I told somebody, please, only use half of your body, preserve the other half. Use only one hand, one leg. Take the other one, bind it up, don't use the other one. Close one eye and put an earplug in the ear. Would you concur? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And when we talk about the heart, people go, what is that? That's a part of you too. That heart is a part of you too, and have you heard it? Have you listened to it? Have you acknowledged it? Or have you just bound it up and said, well, I'm preserving it? There is another part, and the part of the wisdom. The part that again and again and again and again in our lives has beckoned us to be in peace. That part that when we find ourselves in total turmoil says, hey, this is no good. You don't want to be here. This is not acceptable. That very thing that that child feels. A child cries because it feels the need. And when the need is fulfilled, the child no longer cries. What is that? And that same thing is happening to us all the time because that child never died. Remember, that one-year-old isn't dead yet. It's part of you. It still lives and is part of you. And that two-year-old is not dead. Still there, part of you. And the three-year-old and the four and the five and the six and the seven. Just as curious. Just as fascinated. Just as demanding. It's all there. And it begins with that one understanding that I shall have no compromise, that peace